Jane and the boys. Ready? One, two.
The Arts Report with Sean Bouchard, heard occasionally on CITR, soon to become regularly. Okay, today we're talking with
Vanessa Okuma
and Andrew Williamson.
And why are you here today?
We're doing a show, a play at Station Street called Shadows Of.
And it deals with AIDS between a married couple.
Okay, so what is this play about then?
Well, it's basically a play that's been written to address the problem of AIDS and to provide some education for it. And by moving it into a straight relationship, deals with it, moving into a straight relationship, I think, is the way that AIDS is moving into the community. It's moving away from drug users and gay men. And so this play tackles the issue from a woman's point of view, and Kirsten finds out she's HIV positive shortly after she becomes married. And so the play tracks the course of her life as she battles the disease, tells her friends, tells her family, and has to come to terms with everything about it.
Okay, so Kirsten is—that's your character, Vanessa?
No. I play the character of Amanda, which is Kirsten's best friend.
Okay.
So.
And so, obviously, your character has to deal with the news that it comes about. So,
yeah, definitely.
Is it a hard role? Like, is it hard to play in a play about AIDS? Do you think?
Or? Well, for me, I've never had anyone close to me die, so. The play was a little hard, but acting with her and Dolly's this very good actress, Dolly Scar. She's playing the lead. She's
okay.
Playing Kirsten,
okay.
And we just have a really good chemistry together. So it's we've been bonding. So
you are becoming best.
So
friends.
We are becoming best friends, and seeing her in the situation with all the makeup and everything that's done within the show to make her look like she's getting weaker.
Yeah,
it just, you know, it comes out.
What age are the characters that? Like, are they young adults, sort of, like mid-20s, 30s or something?
Yeah, they start off at about...
Just early 20s.
Early 20s, 21, 22, and then it goes through maybe, is it five to eight years?
5 to 8 years to play tracks.
So by the end, she's, you know, 28 or so.
Okay. And we were talking earlier about how the play deals with the fact of bringing children into the world in this light of AIDS and how it
right.
could affect the children?
Yeah, well, since it deals with a married couple, there's obviously a lot more issues raised, and one especially, Kirsten and Matt, when they first get married, before they find out she's HIV positive, are planning to have a child. They've sort of been buying some furniture. They've got a baby fund, and all that has to change when she finds out she's HIV positive. And it's a decision that Kirsten and Matt make to not have a child. But the statistics out now, and there are a lot of women with AIDS fighting for the right to have children because there's a 50 to 80% chance that a woman with HIV, the HIV virus, will have a healthy baby.
Are there laws against that now? Or
I don't believe there's laws. I think society, though, and basically the medical profession has been saying, well,
don't have a baby.
Don't have a baby.
Yeah.
It's a common belief among people, but people are trying to break that.
Yeah.
Well, stereotype.
Women with herpes and stuff can have babies, and they, mm-hmm. it's okay. It's not quite the same, but I mean,
there's a risk involved, not impossible.
Exactly.
And Kirsten and Matt weigh it up because I mean, they obviously know she's going to be getting sicker, and so do they want to have a child that's eventually going to be raised by just the father? And you know, there's a lot of issues to weigh, and they eventually choose not to, but the choice is presented to them that they could go through with it.
What made you want to do this play?
To get the message out, definitely. It's a community health play, really. We're a new company. We're not getting money from this. It's just really, I've learned a lot from it, and so I think it's important to educate the public.
And it's good because we're all university students and we're all interested in acting, and I'm producing, Vanessa's acting, Kindry has written the script, Kindry Bowring, and she's directing it.
She's directing, okay.
So it's a great chance for us to get some experience in theater in Vancouver, professional theater. But I think that everybody's pretty much united in the fact that, I mean, AIDS is becoming a fact of life in a big way.
It is. In a sense, a lot of people, I think, are almost waiting for a cure. They put it out of their mind thinking, oh, well, science will come up with a cure. Mm-hmm. But I think the reality of it is that people are going to have to start dealing with it more. I mean, mm-hmm. Do you think... Do you think the message is getting out to people? I mean, do you see people, like, for instance, our age, starting to practice safer sex? Or it's more than that, though, isn't it? It's sort of a mindset, sort of.
Yeah. I think so. I think people are. It's easy for people to say, oh, you know, use a condom, practice safe sex, try and not have too many partners. But I think when it gets down to it, and you're into the heat of the moment, and I think a lot of people tend to forget. I don't think it's gone as far into people's minds as it can.
Yeah.
That's right. Even cast members among the play talking about it, I don't think a lot of them, now at least, before the play started, didn't realize how much at risk they actually were until they got educated from doing this play.
Are there people in the cast or that are involved with this production that know people directly affected by AIDS? Or, I mean, I'm saying, like, would... Does Kindry, I mean, you mentioned that Kindry had taken a...
Kindry took a psychology course at SFU, which was strictly taught on HIV and AIDS. And it was taught by Pat Tucker, who's quite respected in the community for AIDS education. And I believe Kindry came into contact with some people who are HIV positive. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't know anyone, but I think the gentleman Larry Morrison, who plays the father in the play, knows someone who has AIDS. But I think it's still, for a lot of people... a little distant because you don't have a personal connection.
That's right.
Especially when you're our age.
I know that Dolly has gone down to intensive care unit at St. Paul's Hospital just to see some patients who have AIDS so she can get that, you know, personal bond with them.
Yeah. The theater community has been devastated by AIDS like all over the world. And in a lot of ways, it's a real tragedy because the information had came out almost too late, in a sense, because, I mean, the theater community was known for its, I say good life, in a sense, that there was a lot of partying and a lot of fun things.
Yeah.
But, hopefully productions like this will, do you think something like this is going to be able to help and change things? Like, will it get out into the community? And
would hope so. Mm-hmm.
What will this play do is basically what I'm asking you.
Well, I think what it does is it takes, for people our age, it takes the perception of AIDS as something that's not remotely connected to our lifestyles.
Right.
And it brings you into contact because you see, it puts a human face on it, I think. It's not on TV, it's not a statistic. Here's a couple who are married, they're very happy, and all of a sudden they have to deal with this, and it's our age group, you know, like mid-20s, early 20s. And I think you start to realize, and even as I've sat through some rehearsals, I've started to realize this is going to become a fact of life with people I know, friends, and I think that's what has to get across, and I think that's what people realize by the end of the play is that it's a lot closer to home than I think they think.
That's right.
Go ahead.
With I just know one of the lines in the play, the mother's first initial reaction to her daughter telling her is, "But you're not in one of those high risk groups," which is insane to think, because everybody basically is in one of the high-risk groups. What was that?
I think the statistic that Kindry said that probably got everybody was that if you've had unprotected sex with two or more people since 1979, you're at high risk.
Really? Oh, that's... contracting
HIV virus.
I mean, most people think,
Oh, yeah, the past couple of years I've been using a condom, so I'm fine. Oh, yeah. Since 1979.
That's really?
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's scary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sends everybody back. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You were mentioning too about when we were speaking earlier about how for women over the age of, was it 21?
Yeah, it's women over the age of 21. AIDS is the number one killer in Canada right now.
Really?
Yeah. And that scared me.
Really? That is a frightening figure. What, like, I think slowly people's perception of AIDS is slowly changing away from being a gay disease.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I mean, it's still perceived as a drug user and, and a high-risk, unprotected gay sex. But, I mean, when you hear figures like that, I mean, are these mentioned in the play? Is it brought up in the dialogue? Or
the statistics themselves aren't, but I think just the subject matter. Kirsten talks about how, she had unprotected sex before she was married. You know, she was no angel. And mm-hmm. and that's directly, there's no indication that she got it from any other source other than sleeping around and not using a condom, not practicing safe sex.
Well, when the play's done and when everyone goes home and that curtain drops, I mean, in your own lives, I mean, do you think that people will come away with, like, I haven't seen the play, obviously, mm-hmm. but I mean.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that people will, it'll give food for thought.
It's a very frank play. There's no... It's very blatant. She doesn't hide anything in the writing. So, like, right away, the first scene is, I think we should start using condoms right then and there.
Yeah.
You're told this is about AIDS and you have to deal with it. So I think that it will change some people's minds. It better. Yeah. I would hope.
That's the aim, yeah.
This is not a criticism of what you're doing at all, but a lot of people seem to be, in the sense, like, movements, like the environmental movement, and now there's like the AIDS awareness movement. I mean, they're all, I mean, I'm not, by mentioning that, I'm not knocking them down, but I mean, do you think that a sense of, it's like a lot of celebrities have been affected, obviously, like the mm-hmm. movies and film, and like film and theater, music industry now starting to become more aware of AIDS, but do you think it'll help?
I think so. I think people tend to see it as jumping on the bandwagon, right. And everybody's got a cause to celebrate and have, like, the Freddie Mercury concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it takes some people like that. Like, I think it started with Rock Hudson, and that really sent shockwaves. And I think it slowly builds up, and, like, the movement for the environment gathers momentum. And then I think it becomes a way of life for people.
Yeah.
It's no longer a cause. And the more they're hit over the head with it, the more they accept it into their lives, especially if it's coming. Like, I saw a video yesterday by Salt and Pepper. And they did Let's Talk About Sex, and now they've reworked the lyrics, and it's Let's Talk About AIDS.
Yeah.
And they've got a new video out, and it's very explicit. They're saying, use a condom, giving advice, giving education. And I think when you start seeing it on Much Music and you start getting hit over the head by it, it infiltrates your life, even if it's only subconsciously, like even if you don't think about what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, yeah.
It's that's, in your face, then, almost.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. I mean, it may be jumping on the bandwagon, per se, but it's a good bandwagon to jump on.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned before, just a little bit before, about how there's more to AIDS, I think, than sex. I mean, how do you think that plays and education will eventually change people's perception? Well, not perception, behavior. Do you think there is a way, you know what I mean? Like a type of behavior that comes along with, unprotected sex, I don't give a shit sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that really, do you think that is changing? Like,
I think the first step and the easiest step is just people realizing that if you're going to have sex, use a condom.
Yeah.
But then I think it'll change it. Do you mean more people thinking about monogamy and
well,
and
yeah,
being with
I
one
mean,
person?
Yeah. I mean, the 60s brought about, free love and sleep with everyone and,
like, love, not war.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I think,
I mean, which, it wasn't just saying, let's get down and do it. But it was, there was more to it than that. Mm-hmm. In a way, it's almost belittling it saying that. But since then, I mean, there's been a kind of a clamping down during the 80s. But now, like, you're seeing drugs like ecstasy come out where it mm-hmm. promotes sort of like, loving spirits and stuff like that. It's sort of 60s, right? But
right.
Yeah.
Do you think that if people are more aware of that, they'll think twice? Or do you think that
I think it's difficult because I think sex is sex.
Yeah.
Everybody's, we're sexually based, and I think that, ecstasy is making a big,
huge.
Yeah. It seems everybody is talking about it. And they wrote an article in The Sun about it too.
Yeah.
And I think people are almost in a way frustrated because I mean, you don't want to, I mean, if sex is something you want to do, you don't want to have to think about it. You don't want to have to worry about it.
Right.
And I don't think that'll change. I think people will always have attitudes like that. I think they've just got to be smart about what exactly they're doing in regards to sex.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'll see people changing their attitudes that much.
Just hopefully people will just be not so callous in the sense that, you know.
Or even so casual, like.
That's more what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk more about this new theater company that's come about from this production. Like, this is a joint SFU-UBC production, correct?
The majority of people involved are Kendry, who wrote the script, and Bruce, who's stage managing, and some costume and makeup people.
And some of the actors.
Some of the actors are from SFU. I go to UBC, and...
I go to SFU.
I get along, folks.
Yes. It's true. Yeah, so there are people, basically we're university students and we're divided between SFU and UBC. There are a couple of older actors who are professional who are working on the play. They're playing the parents. And so it's basically, it's a chance for us to get some experience in Vancouver in a professional theater setting.
You all intend to go into theater?
Some aspects of the industry, theater, TV, film, all of it. Some of us into production and it's all...
But everybody's interested in this as a career.
That's
definitely
great. Okay. Yeah. You were mentioning the psych course taught at SFU. That sounds quite interesting. I'm not familiar with anything like that at UBC. Is there anything like that here?
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I know that it's up at SFU, and apparently it's quite a respected course to take.
That's good. Audience, are you trying to reach?
Well, I think the audience is pretty widely based because it appeals to a lot of people. But I think that the message that Kendry originally wanted to get out was that of AIDS education. So we're trying to get people to understand that that is what they're coming to see. And it is a show. It is a theater. It's not a lecture.
Yeah,
it's not an information session.
You're not getting blown away.
It's a production. And I think the Kendry's script actually won an award, the Betty Lambert Memorial. And so the script itself... I think deals with it in probably the best way. So it is entertainment in that you don't have to listen to a stream of facts. You can see them in a situation.
Which I think, we should make that really clear to the audience now because that could steer some people away. They don't want to sit in a theater and listen to someone ranting at them about what they should be doing. I mean, so that's good. So everyone out there, listen to this.
You can definitely,
it's a play. It's entertainment.
Yes, you can definitely draw your own conclusions, I think.
You'll laugh, you'll cry.
I want to see it again and again.
Yeah. Well, see, there's how many performances are there?
There are 5 shows, the May 27th to the 30th, each evening at 8 p.m., and on the Saturday, the 30th, there's 2 shows, 1 at 2 and 1 at 8. And the show at 2 p.m. is an AIDS benefit performance, which means the proceeds from that show will go to an AIDS charity in Vancouver.
All right, that's good. So how long have you been rehearsing for this?
Oh, gosh. I guess we started beginning of April or so. So
yeah,
it's about 2 months.
A while. A lot of time.
Because we've had to work around everybody's schedules, so.
Yeah.
It's been a little hard.
Yeah.
I'll do my pitch as a producer now. 930 Station Street, and that's around Main and Hastings downtown. If you are traveling down Main towards downtown, you
to
take
Pryor
a right
Street,
on Pryor Street.
And you immediately take a right on Station Street. You
and
can't
that's
miss
the theater.
It.
It's a 100-seat theater.
Oh,
130.
So.
130 seat theater.
Is it reserved seating or is it?
Yes, you can call Station Street at 688-3312.
Okay.
And reserve tickets. For any of the
it's
evenings.
It's $9 and $6 for students and seniors.
Okay.
And there's group rates.
Group rates.
Hey.
Yes. If you it doesn't have to be through school, but if you get 10 people together that want to go, tickets go down to $5.
Oh, that's a good deal.
And if you get 20,
20
people,
it's $4.50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
No, not at all.
To come one and all.
Okay. Sounds interesting. What I was going to ask you, have you received any funding from this, or have you put up your own money in this production? Or
put up? Our own money.
It's actually been, I've been really a bit disappointed in the majority of the media in Vancouver because it's difficult for them to support it because it's a short run and it's a new theater company, but we couldn't afford to rent the space for any longer. And, you know, there's sort of some limitations, but it's been a bit disappointing that people haven't seen the play for what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to make a quick buck. We're trying to get a message across. And I've met with a fair bit of just resistance from people at papers and stuff in town who are sort of not willing to, you know, to help out at all.
We're not important enough.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas I think that with the message, we should be top priority.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's one thing. You gotta fight your way to the top, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard when you start.
We're finding
off,
that
yeah.
out. Yes. Yeah. But we're just going to keep going.
This, your theater company, it's called what?
Silverlink.
Okay. And is this going to be something that you're going to be continuing in after school? Or?
We're talking about it. We've got to see how the run goes this, you know, next week for the show, for Shadows Of. But we'll see.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. definitely, everybody's, like I said, is interested in it as a career. So I think if we were to be able to keep together and keep getting the experience that we've gotten out of this one.
Definitely worth it.
So. Yeah, definitely.
That's good. Have you done any advertising in the local paper? I mean, you said you had trouble getting into the...
Yeah, no, that's been what I've been working a lot on as producing the play. But there's a display ad in the Georgia Strait this week, which we actually got put in, and that'll just be running for this 1 week. And it's also on the events posters around town, the arts events posters. They're colored posters with billboards for plays on them.
Yeah.
And it's there's a square there with Shadows Of and the phone number. And
so... once again, just so people know, this is playing at the Station Street.
It's okay. called Shadows Of.
Okay.
From the 27th to the 30th.
Okay.
Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $9, $6 for students and seniors. What have I forgotten?
I think that's about it.
Okay.
And worthwhile evening.
Yeah, it does sound like it, and I'll try and head out to it, definitely.
Great.
Excellent.
And we've been speaking with Andrew and Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Central Park. Uh-oh. Evening skyline. Uh-oh. Helicopter. Uh-oh. Firecrackers. Uh-oh. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Arts Report for today, May 22nd, 1992. Your host, that's me, Sean Bouchard, and hope everyone out there gets to go out and see that play, because it sounds like it's not only educational, but it will be a good entertaining evening out. Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye.